in sorrow and pain, the riches of his healing, the riches of his peace in our hearts. The riches won for us on the cross. He laid it all down at Calvary. The good shepherd shed his blood for the eternal security of the sheep. And now we have the riches of the hope of eternal life and countless treasures beside. All the gift of God in Jesus Christ. Such self-giving. In his saving plans for the world, Jesus has gained for us all that we could never earn, deserve, or achieve for ourselves. Yes, certainly, here is a life laid down. Here is our example, our pattern for Christian living. And we step back, we shrink, don't we, when we compare ourselves to Jesus, as if we could. Our selfish human nature, our instinct is to take, to possess, and not to give. It's about self-preservation, self-survival. It's our nature to keep what we have, add to it, to find protection in the things that the world holds dear. We protect our precious time and our limited resources, and we are no more happier or fulfilled for it. Compared to the riches of Christ that I have named, the world's riches are false riches, false securities, false hopes. So I ask you this morning, what are you carrying? What are you carrying? What are you holding on to? What do you need to lay down? The Good Shepherd is close. And he will show you. Here is good news. We hear again today the gracious invitation of our Lord. Come to me. Follow me. Lay down your lives. Open wider your hearts and your lives. Let go today of all that you carry, all that would hold you back. A missionary to South America, Jim Elliot, wrote in his journal before he gave up his very life as a missionary. He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose. He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose. So let us make it our prayer this morning to desire to live a life laid down for God, for others. Let's now consider the second movement here, a life taken up. And we've got a picture of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, and his sheep. Jesus said, I lay down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. And what a taking up of life that was on that Easter day. God in Christ showed his power, his authority over sin and death. The stone was rolled away. The grave could not hold him. Christ was raised from death. He took up his life, and it can never be taken from him again. He lives eternally. We shall follow where he leads. His same resurrection power will raise you on the last day if you put your trust in him. He shall take up our lives from death to eternal life. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 4 has the assurance, when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive glory. You will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. This is our promise. This is our hope. A hope of life, not only for the future, but for today, abundant life. After his resurrection, Jesus took up his new life, carried on where he left off. He took up a life of forgiveness. He took up a life of service. He took up a life of bestowing peace upon his disciples. This risen Lord meets with us today. He overcomes any barrier or obstacles. He can come through locked doors and locked hearts. The risen Lord takes up our lives into his life once again this morning. His Spirit breathes new life into us. Our senses come alive. With Augustine, we can say of the Lord, "You called, you cried, and you broke through darkness. You flashed, you shone, and you chased away my blindness. You became fragrant, and I inhaled and sighed for you. I tasted, and now I hunger and thirst for you. You touched me, and I burned for your embrace." We can say that this morning. Our senses can come alive again. We are free to lay open our hearts to his risen power moving within us, around us, and between us. Today we can pray, "Lord Jesus, take up my life. It's not much, but take it. It's yours anyway. Take it up that I may live for you. Take my remaining days. I dedicate the rest of my life here and now to be a life taken up with doing your will. A life taken up with the cause of the needy. A life taken up with caring about others. A life taken up with the gospel invitation. For Jesus says, I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also." He seeks to carry them home. One shepherd, one flock. How will you respond this morning? What is God asking you to take up? What do you need to take forward? Jesus, the Good Shepherd, is close. He is passing by this morning. May he give us grace to respond to his message, his word for us today, and follow his example of a life laid down and a life taken up. Amen. Let us pray. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.